Shalash said, good morning again.
Yeah.
Welcome again.
Not welcome to just the church, but welcome to the presence of God among us. Do we realize that when we come to church on Sabbath day, we want to come and worship God? And when we worship God, we believe His presence is here. Anyway, let me go to my. I know that I've not got much my time. Sorry. Intended to talk on trials today, not just the trial, but the hope that we have within the trials. So I will try to make it in time. But I'm at thought, never mind. We just read our scripture reading, we said, He shall cover you with His feather, and under His wing you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. This is one of David's words. Now, did I look at this word? Trials. It's not just trials, is what hope do we have in the trials? Now we are Seventh-day Adventists, we are looking at what time are we living in?
The
The end is approaching. And what does the Bible tell us when the end is approaching? Are we going to be peaceful, going out and laughing and no. We are going to meet trials. We are going to meet problems. But let us look at it. Now, what makes me do that? You'll be surprised. I was walking in Arrow, right? And there was a group of people there talking. I think what they were talking about their own problems, I suppose. But what I could hear is, but then look, can't you see the world is ending? And I thought, Let me listen. The world is going, the world is passing away. Why do you have to worry about? The world is passing away. What do we have to worry about? Let us look at it. And that was a group of non-Christian. That's the group, like the world you are looking at, political things, you are looking at what is happening in the world. Not what God is talking to us about what is happening in the world. And I think, do they understand what the events of today is happening that make them reason like this in the turmoil of this world? There is turmoil in this world. Do you know I felt my broken heart when I heard what happened in Minnesota? When children are praying and you have somebody with a gun coming and shooting at them, that makes your heart ache, right? What is happening? And what trials are those parents having? What heartache, what pain? Can you imagine your child was there? It's not that easy to cope with. It's not that easy. And we know that the end will bring trials to many. Pain, suffering, hardship, etc. All this it will bring. You probably have started to feel sometimes, what am I going through? Don't we stop sometimes and think about it? Don't we stop sometimes and question it? What is happening now? Why is this happening? When you think of those people who are into such turmoil, what are the questions they are asking? Very often, where is God? Let us see. The question of why? Why does God allow it? Why does God allow our moral state, our spiritual state, to go so low?
Why do we go through trials? The Bible, if you look at the Bible is written, is I will take it into three parts. We have from Genesis until we get to the population has grown. This is, we have the whole story of creation and how sin comes in and how God chose a people. He had to cast Eden and Eve out of the garden, but he allowed the population to grow that he will get a people, a nation to be his people, to bring the world around and to teach the world. But before this happened, before Adam and when Adam and Eve succumbed, remember, God warned them of what will happen. Don't eat that fruit. If you eat it, what will happen? It tells them what will happen. It tells them the consequences of their sin. Adam and Eve, unfortunately, missed the point. And they hate the fruit. So many people say today, that's why we are like this today. If they did not eat the fruit, we would not be like this. The world would be different. But the problem is here. The difficulty is here. Because God has said to Adam, all the problem that will happen. You know, when I was listening to the lesson, and it talks about new laws, it talks about what happened and the laws of the day to day. But here we look at what happened to them. God has to bring law to them. God has to teach them so that they can be saved. He told them the pain they will have. The soil is not going to produce as it is. The world is going to be difficult. And when we come to our time, we hear there will be wars, rumors of wars, and sufferings everywhere. Trials and trials. But God chose a people. Well, before you come to us, right? What does it say? Now, Sabbath school lesson. What does our Sabbath school lesson talk about? What happened to the people of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt? What have they not been through? Even feeling thirsty, feeling hungry, even being in the water. But God was taking care of them. God was walking with them, even in that water, standing in front of the sea, and there is a sea in front of them. Behind them is the Egyptian coming, and they are like squeezed in between two big problems. Moses hit the sea, it opened, it made a way for them. And what happened to the Egyptian? They follow because they want to hit to be there too. They were drowned. God has a mean for us. What is it teaching us? Now let's go back. We are talking about, you know, the whole history, right? Population. The whole population. But remember, we are not a population today. We are a group of believers. Sabbath keepers. And when these will happen, it will happen on individual one. What about the individual? Does the Bible tell us about individual problem, individual trials before it comes to us? I took one example. Can you imagine anyone from the Bible who's been through terrible trials, Single person, individual. Sorry?
Job.
Job? Everybody knows. Let's think of Joseph. What happened to Joseph? He was a preferred child. He was all being pampered. His brothers were jealous of him. And they were planning trials for him, even death. The hatred. It's not just the world. For us, we'll see the problem coming for one to one. In the family, here is Joseph in the family. What is he having? Is he having support? Is he having jealousy? They even planned to kill him. And he knew that. How can we live with our moral thinking of your own family is hating you? Thinking of your own brothers and sisters are the way they look at you. From this example, yes, there is a warfare going on. But remember, the challenge does not stop there. The challenge always comes to an end. And what's the result of it? That trials has a positive answer. He's had a problem with his family. He's been sold as a slave. He's been into Egypt. What happened to him in Egypt? Well, I will tell you if you, it's a long one. If you want to read it, Genesis 37 to 50, tell you all the story about Joseph. He was sold to the Ishmaelite. As a slave, you know what goes on. That's what he was. He suffered a lot. What happened after that? We know. What did this experience teach him? We all have to go back and realize and analyze what is happening. When we analyze this history, we see all the problem that is being through. All this, you know what the problem of slavery is. What do you get? Hatred, bullies. That's what you get, right? And this is what he has suffered. But he never gave up on the love of God. His experience with God never failed. He never asked God why. He believed in God to the point of even helping his enemies, helping those people who are giving him a hard time. He helped them. He helped Pharaoh. He was a courageous child. He grew up courageous, even in this calamity. He would serve the Lord with an undivided heart. He will meet the trial that he has. Even in prison, he was accused. History told us that he was accused of attempted rape. But he never gave up. He learned the lesson of justice, sympathy, and mercy. How he worked with Pharaoh. Let us read Genesis 41. Verses 37 to 38, it says,
This is what Pharaoh told Joseph, a slave. And he said, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of oil servant. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, listen to that. Can we find such a one? This is a man in whom the Spirit of God is, who has the Spirit of God. That's what even his bosses, if we call it today, saw in him. Somebody who has the Spirit of God in him. He never give up on his faith. He continues. Joseph was shaped by God. In these trials, God has for us shape him. Even he come from a family, he was spoiled. He come to a place where he was sold as a slave. And then he come to to a house here where he was treated like a slave. That person who treated him as a slave and now is looking at him as somebody who has the Spirit of God in him. What's the result of that trial? The trial of God, the transformation that shaped him to bring the message of God, to bring the goodness out of his trial, to bring the strength out of this weakness. Where is the weakness? It's not him, it's his persecutors. Now, I will talk about something else. That was in the days of Joseph. What about in our days today? What are we learning from that history that we can survive our day today? Not to me, you don't know what the Bible says. Think about it. Think about it. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 and 2. Let's read. Sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 and 2. The coming apostasy. We are looking at us now who believe in the return of Jesus, who believe in the end of time. And we have the spirit of the prophecy who tells us what is going to happen. Listen what it says. This should know also that in the last day, perilous time shall come. Perilous time. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breaker, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despise these, having a form of godliness, this is in verse 5. But denying the power thereof from such a turn. Turn around and look around us. What do we see? Sometimes when I get the chance to talk to parents about the children, because sometimes there are a bit too much of blaming game that goes. Remember, in the end of time, the devil will be very hard against the people of God. And what it does, it like, I'm training this child to be one of mine. We see how difficult it is, and our parents is finding it to grow children in our days. You listen to the comments, and you will hear, what are the schools doing? What are the
all the organization doing? This is not the days when children were educated at home. And grow up into that. Grow into a young people in atmosphere like this. Grow into adult in atmosphere like this. How do we see the trials? How do we see what is happening? The trial is a way of shaping, is shaking, is stopping, it's waking us up. When there's problems, we don't stop and see why God has done it. We turn to God and say, what do you want me to learn from it? What do you want me to take from it? We had a discussion some time ago. There was a big problem going on, and someone said, but what are you discussing? I will advise you. What? Why can't you say, what can I do to help you? What can I do to solve the problem? Let's look at it. Let's do it. This is not the days we are living. Nobody will come to you and say to you, what can we do about it? They will go behind and gossip behind you. That's the world of today. They will blame. The blaming game that Satan played is putting it very hard today. The blaming game, blaming each other in a way of tearing that connection that we have with God. And God is warning us. I am here to shape you. If you have trouble, I am shaking you. Wake up and see what I am doing for you. You are hurt. You are getting hurt. I am getting hurt too. I will heal you. What can I do? Why is he doing that? When the perilous time. Why is he giving us perilous time? We go back to the story of Joseph. Joseph had perilous time. Even his own family was trying to murder him because they were jealous of him. When the time is coming and they are going to fight against the people of God, we know we Seventh-day Adventists, we talk about the Sabbath. It's not just the Sabbath. It's not just the belief. It's your own behavior. Why can't you do that? We are doing it. How often do we hear that? What's wrong with going there? We will face this type of Satan coming and trying to work on the brain, trying to turn the people towards him. But God is saying, unless I shake you and I get to pain, I can't detach you from that. I have to do it. Then I will break you away from that and bring you to me. The trials. He's preparing us for his coming. God is good. When we think about sorry, when we think about, we think we know the prophecy. We think we know what the Bible say. Very often you hear that comment, this is happening, but this is the end of the world. What about you? Are you prepared to face the trials? Do we have hope? The trials is the hope. The hope that we know that God is here. Because he's telling us, wake up, wake up. I am shaping you for my coming. I am shaping you for the kingdom of God. If we don't get shaken and all that is bad goes out, we can't enter the kingdom of God. We have to be free from all of them, all of the sin that is around. So he has to make us, he has to give us this hard time, he has to give us these problems that we think back, we go back and we think about it. Like Joseph, never give up. God is here. God is with us. So I paused the time, but I will continue on. Accept Christ. What Paul tells us? Paul gives us the advice, be faithful, and then? And strong in the Lord. Let go of everything. Be faithful and strong in the Lord. God will take you through everything. As he did with our lesson this week with the people of Israel, as he took them from the trial, the unfortunate thing is the people of Israel didn't learn much. They were happy when they got through the water and the Egyptian come and got drowned. After that, that was a fact, that's all. We are here, God is giving us the ability to learn, to see what the trials are and the hope that we have when we get into trials, when we get into waking up. Open your eyes, see what is happening. We are talking about humanity. Humanity has suffered the consequences of sin. Let's look at somebody else. What about Jesus? The most wonderful example in facing the big trials. He even went out and prayed, "Can you take that cup out of me?" But he went through it. If he did not, you and me, we will not have the hope of being saved. Jesus lived a human life on earth like we are. He faced temptation like we are facing. He faced pain and he faced insulted, worst, his own people crucified him on the cross. But he won the victory. He came out of the tomb and he's saying, "This is the hope that you too will come out of the tomb. You too will be with me in heaven." That's what he says. He has given this power of resisting the devil to us and not to let ourselves succumb to his temptation. We can win too. When trial shape us, remember God is here. What advice did Paul give? Paul said, keep the faith and be strong in grace. Keep the faith. So when we suffer in this world, do we blame God? How often do we hear that? Where is God? Why is he allow me to have all these troubles? I can't deal with my financial problem, leave alone physical problem. What about the moral problem? What about when you are into people looking at you and nagging you and your faith is about to crumble? Where was Jesus' faith? He was human. When he saw that cross and he knew what they're going to do to him, he didn't turn back. Look at the future. Look at what is happening. I have got a people to be saved. I have to teach them to resist devil.
It will bring everything. But you can win. We all can win by the power of God. Keep the faith and be strong in grace. Sorry, I'm not watching my time. We have to be strong in faith. Now, this is knowledge we just said, but how do we practice it? When I took the example of Joseph, how did Joseph practice it? How did the apostle Peter, Paul, and the rest, how did they survive? They too have been through difficult times, but they've resisted the devil. They've kept the faith. Keep the faith and be strong. This is the advice that God will give us. Now, I won't tell you how do we do to keep that faith. We are individuals, and individuals have got individual ways and individual power, individual capacities. But what we all as a group, everybody can do, what do we do? Where do we feed ourselves spiritually on? Jesus, the example of Jesus. Jesus prayed, even left his people there and walked into the park, and he prayed. His connection with his Father has never been broken. Whatever it was. Even he was saying, Father, if you can take that from me. But he did not break the connection. He plead, he pray, and God listened to him. His Father listened to him. So he's telling us, I want to save you all. I want you, because the plan, you know, the Jesus on the cross, and we have all these stories, lead us to the plan of salvation. We will be saved if we keep up the faith and be strong. Resist the devil and he will flee away. Thank you. May God bless you.